This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Immigration is a much bigger plague on American society than the Democrats want you to believe. It involves lots of crimes, and those crimes impact you negatively in ways that they don't want you to understand. So, for example, the first crime is them coming into the country illegally, subverting a system that says, come in legally and learn our system of government, our system, our culture. It's an affront to us to allow this to occur. You can't bring in fruit if you come back from Puerto Rico or something. But you can come into this country and bring whatever you want. You could bring bombs. You could bring drugs. You could bring people to sex traffic. You could bring whatever food is on you. And you could bring disease. And leftists say, who cares? But you come in through the normal system and they want to check you for everything. They put a system together that says if you play by the rules, it isn't. Forget it. It's far worse to play by the rules. You're better off sneaking into this country trying to assimilate, which brings me to number two. The next big thing that occurs, the next crime that most of these illegals commit is identity theft. I know this because I dealt with it firsthand as a government contractor. I also know it because I know people who've had their identities stolen. Their Social Security turns up having 14 illegals on it, and they have to pay the taxes on those earnings. So that's the second crime. And then there are additional crimes of things that these people do in order to live under the radar. You know, most of them aren't paying their taxes, sending money back home if they are working, they're working off the books. Now, the people will tell you, oh, no, though, their costs, you know, they're paying their taxes, they're doing their part. No, it's another not. Only if they have a green card. The only way they get the green card legit is by going through the legit system. So it's a front. It's a lie. So they've entered the country illegally. They've stolen somebody's identity, and by the way, brought who knows what, stolen somebody's identity in order to get here and to take advantage of the system. Three, they take advantage of the system. They jump on your education system, the welfare system, the medical system. They contribute little back in the form of income, but the Democrats tell you, no, 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 it's all good. This is what we want. Said no country ever. You want people to come over, fulfill roles that you can't fulfill, and come over and visit. And if you really like it, get in line and say, you know what? I want to be a part of this. If I went somewhere and I thought it was absolutely spectacular to live, and I went, I love their system of government, I love everything about them, and I'm willing to leave my country of origin to be there, I would do it legally. I wouldn't go over and say, oh, listen, how do I live under the radar? How do I take advantage of you? How do I steal somebody's identity? How do I not become a contributing member to society? How do I not, you know, get involved in the system that's made this thing so great? You would think people would come here and go, man, America's phenomenal. I want to build upon this great system. No, you want to know why? Because we have leftists in this country. We have people that don't love this country. They don't love the system. They call us colonializers. They call us a patriarchal. Look, if America's patriarchal, I don't know. Mexico? All of the Middle East? Italy? These countries are built on patriarchal. If there's any country that says, hey, ladies, come over and do your thing, it's America. But they still complain. The reason why I'm bringing all this up is a New York lawyer has been found guilty of large-scale asylum fraud. Do you hear this story? Andrea Dumitru Parsalabui or something like that. That's a tough name to pronounce, but she was caught running a scheme to help immigrants who would normally be denied entry into the U.S. win asylum. See, that's what the Democrats want to do. That's the big game. Let's do something to help these people win asylum when we know they don't deserve it. I don't care if you're a crook. I don't care if you're a sex trafficker. Think about when James O'Keefe said, hey, I'm going to be bringing in with the whole acorn thing. He went to him and said, look, I'm going to be bringing in some Guatemalan prostitutes. 13 underage girls. I need them to live in a house in the hood. And he's there with one of his prostitutes, who was played by the Giles girl. And so he was going to go and do this. And guess what? You know what the Acorn women said? Let us help you. Let's strategize on how we can do this, how we can help you bring in underage prostitutes to live in government housing. Oh, well, don't tell anybody. Don't let them know what you're doing. Anyway, this New York lawyer, Andrea Dimitru Parsalabui, or whatever, was running a fraudulent immigration system that would allow dangerous criminals to be granted asylum in the United States by fabricating travel history and personal narratives. She was previously investigated over a $5 million corporate tax evasion scheme, was charged in a range of crimes in association with her job as an immigration attorney. Now, I don't know, I'm not going to speak out of turn here, but she sounds like she's an immigrant herself. Andrea Dimitru Parsalabui, I don't know, is she Russian? Following a two-week trial at a federal court in Manhattan, she was found guilty of asylum fraud, making false statements to immigration authorities, aggravated identity theft. So this is where I'm headed. Not getting into the legal system allows people like her to flourish. Why do we allow this? Why do you think Democrats don't fight back against people like her? They claim it's all on the up and up. Look, we got a legal system in place, and this woman and people like her are trying to get around it all the time. When you think these immigration, when they would get to the United States and they'd say, come in and apply for asylum, people like this lady are the ones who are trying to get them asylum knowing that they don't deserve it. Ask yourself, do you think she cares? She couldn't care less. Her job is very simple. Get people into this country by any means necessary. And the system is set up to where if Hillary Clinton and that ilk were in, she'd be cool. They would let her get away with it. She would flourish in this business and probably has for many decades under Obama, for a decade under Obama, at least.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Obamas so want to be relevant. Oh, my gosh. Barack Obama, if there's anybody that can't stand being irrelevant, it's baby black Jesus. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, President Trump did America a favor, did Democrats a favor. Frankly, he did the world a favor by rendering Barack Obama useless. Trump has almost completely dismantled the Obama agenda, and he saved the country. I even contend he saved the world. And thankfully, President Trump isn't finished. He's just getting started. But this is why Obama took a shot at President Trump the other day, and he did it regarding climate change. Now, surprisingly, Obama suggests that the reason the U.S. is not taking more direct action against climate change is because of, as he put it, hate, anger, racism, fear, and he said, mommy issues. So let's play the clip.
Two exceptions. Climate change, we're going to have to come up with some new technologies to solve the problem as much as we need to. Although even on something like that, right now I could take off the shelf existing technologies. We could reduce carbon emissions by, let's say, 30%. Without any, it's not like we'd all have to go back to caves and, live off, fire. We could have electricity and smartphones and all that stuff, which would buy us probably another 20, 30 years for that technological breakthrough that's necessary. The reason we don't do it is because we are still confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism, mommy issues. we are fraught with stuff.
Wow, he is so deep. We are fraught with stuff. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, and I'm looking at all of my stuff that I'm fraught with. And I'm wondering, are you fraught with stuff as well? I can see brainy quotes and them saying, if you did a search on stuff or fraught, and it comes up, Barack Obama said, "We are fraught with stuff." Wow. How eloquent is that guy? I mean, Stranger. Who knew? I missed this. When he was president, I didn't realize just how eloquent he was. He is indeed an elegant Negro with no Negro dialect. I don't know if you saw this. He says the new technologies are there. And I love this part of his comment. He says off-the-shelf technology. Just off-the-shelf. He could reduce this 30% without doing anything. But here's what's interesting. In the 8 years that Barack Obama had a chance to do it, he didn't do it by reducing 30% with off-the-shelf technology. He did it with an EPA that played gangster. It has ruined West Virginia, all the regulations they put in there. California, you can't even afford to live there. But he could have done it 30% without even doing anything special. You wouldn't be living in caves or living off fire? No, you still have your electricity and your smartphones, and that alone would have bought us 20 to 30 years to develop the tech. Those are his words. So my question to Barack and to the people that believe baby black Jesus is the smartest guy on the planet, dare I say in the world, dare I say ever, why didn't he do it? But he says, here's the reason why we won't do what he says. Which is just take this off-the-shelf stuff. I haven't seen a single position paper or anything in any trade, manual or anything that says, hey, listen, if we're going to go green, here's all the off-the-stuff, off-the-shelf tech that you can get. And Donald Trump doesn't have to do anything. He could write to him, say, Mr. President, let me meet with you and show you about this off-the-shelf stuff. Instead, he says, they go, why don't we do it? Well, we're confused. Blind, even. Get this. I didn't realize this. We're shrouded with hate, anger, racism. And of course, as all the climate deniers have, well, we all have our mommy issues, don't we? But my favorite part, we're fraught with stuff. Man, that's what this guy's going to get back on Trump. We're fraught with stuff. I tell you what, if Obama goes outside of Chicago or anything leftist, the dude can't get 50 people to come see him. Author David Eggers is the one who was interviewing him about ways to mobilize Americans towards creating social change. And when the topic of global warming came up, that's when Barack Obama goes into the most insane stuff. We just played it. You heard it for yourself. He could have done it, but he didn't. And he went on to say, why the reasons that we could do these easy fixes and not miss a beat in our lives, but he didn't do it. It could have bought us 20 to 30 years to work on this and save the planet and assuage everybody's angst, because I know this. You don't have to tell me, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You go to bed at night and you toss and you turn and you get up in the morning and go, thank God, another day we didn't get hit by an asteroid or something because of global climate change. We didn't have a catastrophic tidal wave like in 2014 or 2012. What was that movie, 2012? When the Mayans said the world was going to end. Or we didn't have some devastating volcano caused by global climate change. Or some massive mudslide where the first half of the world slid onto the second half of the world. No, we survived it. Even though we're fraught with stuff. And I swear, I dare any call this program and tell me how eloquent Barack Obama is. Please do. Tell me how his pretty words just get to you. Oh my gosh, man. People that listen to these guys, to me, it's a proven farce. Climate change. Google global climate change. You know what you'll find? Articles that discuss the, quote, reality of the farce. These articles have been written by people who get their funding from the very sources who want to propagate this narrative. So there's an idea that was proposed by Obama and others that 97% of scientists agree on climate change. Man is the problem, according to the Obama bots. And unless we change things, we're all going to die. And Barack Obama said he had the answer. 30% change, and he didn't do it. 20 to 30%, it could have bought us 20 to 30 years. And then they want us to spend trillions of dollars. Estimates are $70 trillion so we can get a quarter point of temperature differential. These people are lunatics. Interesting developments on James Comey when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. They're celebrating at NASA as its latest Mars lander has touched down on the red planet.
Touchdown confirmed!
A big sigh of relief at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California. That ends a 300-million-mile journey to put the lander InSight on Mars. NASA is presently communicating with InSight, but Administrator Jim Brendenstein was a bit nervous.
I have witnessed these as, I should say, from the sidelines for many years. This is going to be the eighth time that we have a successful landing on Mars. Everybody knock on wood.
InSight is designed to send back data on what lies below the surface of Mars. General Motors says it's slashing 15% of its North American workforce, putting out a plan to lay off nearly 15,000 workers, more than half of them white-collar employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got some good news over Thanksgiving. You guys even aware of this? I said Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas when I saw this story. I did. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas. This happened, I think, on Thanksgiving Day. The Republicans subpoenaed disgraced, crooked former FBI director James Comey, and I said to myself, it's about time. I say, welcome again. I don't know if you heard about this story. It was really kind of just squeezed in there. Comey tweeted about it. Here's what he tweeted. This will crack you up. This is what he tweeted. Happy Thanksgiving. Got a subpoena from House Republicans. I'm still happy to sit in the light and answer questions, but I will resist a closed-door thing because I've seen enough of their selective leaking and distortion. Let's have a hearing and invite everyone to see. And, of course, Comey's asking for exactly what he doesn't want, a hearing for everyone to see. Because, as I've written many times, James Comey was the Democrats' fixer. Specifically, Comey was set up to handle the Clintons. And I don't know if you guys remember how Comey got fired, but we wrote about it. And here's what we said at the time. Comey had the highest level cover, the FBI, and was deep into an effort to eliminate Trump. Trump needed to move hard and fast and exactly the right time to cut off the snake without getting bitten or being finished by the other swamp rats. So notice that the president fired Comey when he was 3,000 miles away from his office, when Comey was 3,000 miles away. Comey had no inkling he was being cut. That all his files, his computers, everything in his office were seized by his boss at the time, Jeff Sessions, and the Justice Department. Not a violation of protocol. It was tactical. We wrote, notice how President Trump compartmentalized the strike, did not inform any of the White House staff so he could prevent leaks. Notice how he emasculated Comey and the swamp denizens by letting them know in a tweet that the attorney general got information, quote, surveillance tapes from the seizure of Comey's office to let Comey and his handlers know that Trump's DOJ had the goods on him. This was a brilliant, strategic, and totally imperative move at exactly the right time against horrible, evil, and corrupt powers infesting our government. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, this was after Comey gave the entirety of the Clinton staffers immunity. But what Comey did beforehand really showcases my contention that he was a fixer for the Clintons. So here's what we continued with. Comey was a minor assistant U.S. attorney in the late 90s. He only gained power and money by being a DOJ official who investigated and cleared Bill Clinton of any wrongdoing in the Clintons' totally corrupt pardon, paid for play for huge payoffs of a criminal financier, Mark Rich, as Clinton was leaving the presidency. This is how Comey began his career as a creature of the swamp years ago serving the Clintons. See, this is stuff you got to go back, you got to research, and you go, wait a minute, let me connect the dots here. See, Comey provided cover for the Clintons in their gaining of incredible power and wealth after leaving office because he pardoned the billionaire money launderer, arms dealer, and criminal that I mentioned earlier, Mark Rich. Comey was a key piece in how the Clintons upped their corruption game and gained incredible wealth through their foundation after leaving the White House. Remember, they left broke. Now, a huge part of this scheme was giving Mark Rich a free pass when he should have spent a lifetime in prison. And that's what Comey covered up for the Clintons. This set up Comey to be part of the corruption machine, and it made him wealthy and powerful. And at that point, the Clintons and many of the other Democrats knew this is a guy that can be trusted to do what we want him to do. Now, immediately after doing Clinton's work, dirty work, I should say, as a DOJ official, Comey resigned from the Department of Justice, and he took a position as the head attorney of the Lockheed Martin Company, and he was their counsel. Now, they're a military contractor. While he was in that position, Lockheed became a major contributor to the Clinton Foundation as they donated millions of dollars to this fake charity spinoff. And in return for these payments to Clinton Incorporated, Lockheed got huge contracts with Hillary within the State Department. Now, Comey was the chief legal officer of Lockheed during this entire time that these contributions were paid to Clinton Inc., and the quid pro quo was for Lockheed to get these State Department contracts. When late 2012, after overseeing Lockheed's successful relationship with Hillary's State Department and the resulting profits, Comey stepped down from Lockheed and got $6 million for his services. Then he went to HSBC. In 2013, the largest Bank of England, HSBC Holdings, was deep in a scandal. The investigators in the various law enforcement had revealed for years that these guys had laundered billions of dollars for Mexican drug cartels. Channel this money to Saudi banks who were financing terror, moving money for Iran in violation of sanctions and other major criminal activity. HSBC, their criminality was pervasive and it was deliberate by the bank and people that were supporting the bank. They also happened to be a huge donor to the Clinton Foundation. Many millions throughout the investigation, and I use my finger quotes, Bill Clinton was being paid large personal fees for speaking at HSBC events. Of course, Hillary was Secretary of State at the time. Eric Holder and the Obama Justice Department did what they could, were paid to do, and they let HSBC off the hook for a $1.2 billion fine paid by its stockholders. Now, I want you to understand, $1.2 billion when you're laundering cartel money from all over the world is a drop in the bucket. Not one director, officer, or management team member at HSBC was fired or charged with any criminal activity. Exactly when everyone involved with HSBC, including the Clintons and all their donors, were being let off without penalty and cover had to be provided to HSBC, Comey was appointed as director and member of the board of HSBC in the middle of this. He was part of the effort to cover up the scandal and make HSBC look respectable again, because that's the term they kick around D.C. all the time with these guys, right? So then, with no experience in law enforcement, Comey gets appointed to the FBI. So this happened a year when he was after he was left HSBC, he had no law enforcement experience, no DOJ leadership experience, no qualifications for this job. He gets appointed FBI director by Obama. The only qualifications that Comey had was that the Clintons and their cronies knew Comey was in bed with him and he was compromised. Therefore, he would do their dirty work. So Comey was appointed to the FBI right when Hillary was leaving the State Department. So this would allow him to kind of work cover for her, and was vulnerable to the FBI because she, at this point, we knew that Clinton was using it. Well, I don't know if they knew, but she was using her private server. She had mishandled classified information, selling access to favors, contracts from the State Department to the Clinton Foundation donors, including Lockheed Martin, where Comey knew all about her, and much, much more. So remember that this was about the time that the IG and the State Department found over $2 billion missing from the State Department finances during Hillary's tenure. So enter James Comey. The obvious conclusion, folks, Comey was appointed to the FBI along with all the other people that you're hearing about, the McCabes, the Lisa Pages, the Peter Strzoks, etc., to run interference for the Clintons and the Obamas at the nation's federal law enforcement agency in conjunction with a corrupt Department of Justice. Comey was and is and forever will be owned by the Clintons. He owed all of his power and wealth to being a part of their machine and providing them with cover. That is James Comey's story. But that's not what they want you to understand. They want you to believe he's sanctimonious. He would never do that. But see, it's over. He can't get any more protection from the Clintons. He can't get any cover from the Obama administration. See, we now have the swamp drained just enough to where we can actually see the mud at the bottom, and there's James Comey's face staring right back up at you. So just, I want you to understand how this thing's going to play out. It isn't going to play out well for Comey. This subpoena is the government saying, we now have you. We understand how it used to be, how you came in here and you danced around these issues. No more dancing, Jim Comey. I can't wait to see the outcome of this one, folks. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I warned you. Oh, yeah, I warned you. Told you it was coming. Told you that the left is conniving. Oh, yeah, they'll circle in around you and boom, stab you in the back. Make you think they're your friend. We'll tell you, no. I don't want to raise your taxes. Remember all those expose videos that O'Keefe did? Showing that the left will say what they need to say to get elected, and then boom, 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 it's all over. Once they get in, boy, you can't peel them off. You can't burn them off. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. What am I talking about? I'm talking about guns. I'm talking about a weapon
that can just sits in your lockbox until you're ready to use it. You, the legal gun owner, doesn't have a care in the world about that gun until you need to use it. You know you've got it. I hope you have a CCW or concealed hand license, you know, handgun license. I hope you do. Concealed hand license, like a glove. You got to have a license to have a glove. Well, y'all looking at me crazy. You knew what I meant. Anyway, concealed handgun license, CHL, because you don't know if you're going to need it. Story after story, you don't know if you're going to need it. You'd rather have that gun to save your life. There was a clip that's floating around about a security guard. He comes in on two guys that are robbing a store, and one of the robbers has a fake gun. And the guy comes in, and he's the store clerk's got his hands up in the air, and he's like going, "Hey, you're over here." Security guard comes in, pow, shoots one of them. And the other one, he may have shot them both. I don't remember, but I know he shot one bad. And then the guy's like, "Our gun is fake." And the security guard goes, "Well, mine ain't." I love that clip. It goes to show you, a dude with a gun, the right guy with the gun is absolutely needed. If you've ever been in a situation where the right guy's had a gun and he's used it to protect you, you love it. I don't care whether you're hunting or whether you're out and about. It doesn't matter. There are many Americans who thank the people who carry guns. They thank the police. They thank private citizens that do it. And on and on. There are many situations where people in a bad situation wish they had a gun or somebody there had a gun. But do you hear the left talk about this? Oh, no, no, no. But let me tell you what they do want to do. They want to get your social media history in New York before you buy a gun. I've warned you guys about why you needed to come over to teapartycommunity.org. I warned you. I told you this is what socialists do. They will put a stranglehold. Here's what they did. Facebook signs up and Zuckerberg says, "I can't believe these stupid effing people give me all their data." Then you know what we find out about Zuckerberg? He's got a cabal inside of his company that is against conservatives. Then you know what we find out after his testimony? He knows that his company is against conservatives, and he's bought off all the politicians so that they leave him alone. How's he able to do that? Because you generate billions for his corporation. When Facebook went public, it had a market cap of $100 billion. $100 per person. They had about a billion people. Their market cap per person is $350 per person, and they've got $2 billion. They got a market cap of $700 billion. One of the companies that is headed to becoming worth a trillion dollars. And you know what you do every day? You get up and you go out there and you give that man your data. You use Google. Google, one of the richest companies in the world that hates you. Hate you. They kicked me off of YouTube. I didn't do anything. Amazon, Bezos, worth the richest man in the world, by far. Eclipsed Bill Gates. Nobody thought Bill Gates could be caught. And here's Amazon. Bezos blows right by him. All these people hate you. Jack at Twitter says he wishes he never had invented it other than the money, because it helped Donald Trump get elected. These groups are now planning to partner to destroy the very America we know. This is according to ABC Action News. Legislation drafted by Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams and State Senator Kevin Parker, both Democrats, allow up to 3 years worth of search history on social media to be reviewed in consideration for a gun, and they're calling it Senate Bill 9191. Now, what are they going to look for? What do you think gets them to not let you own a gun? Here's what the bill states. Social media and search engine reviews prior to the approval of an application or renewal of a license to carry or possess a pistol or revolver requires a person to apply for a license to carry or possess a pistol or revolver to renew his license to consent to having his personal social email accounts and search history engine reviewed and investigated for certain posts and or searches over a period of 1 to 3 years prior to the approval to such application or renewal. Now, the Second Amendment says nothing should infringe my right to own a firearm. outside of me wanting to do harm to somebody, if you can show this guy is going to go harm somebody if we get him a gun or, you know, firearm. But nothing should infringe upon that right. And what does he do? What do these people do? Let's infringe upon those rights. So what are they looking for? They say anybody that won't violate the anything rather than won't violate the rights of criminals, but will keep honest gun owners from being able to purchase. So you go out there and you say something like, man, I can't stand Barack Obama, and I think he sucked as a president, and whatever. I don't know what you would say, but it'll get you banned. But if you go, man, Donald Trump needs to be dead, and I love Kathy Griffin for cutting off his head, they go, here's your license. Under the proposed legislation, law enforcement officials can investigate your First Amendment rights. I want that to sink in. And here's what they say they're looking for. They say, well, commonly known profane slurs used, or biased language used to describe race, national origin, ancestry, gender, religion, disability, or sexual orientation. So just the language. The language. If you say, man, I tell you what, these Muslims, I think they, you know what I really notice about Muslims? They have a tendency to blow people up more than anybody else. Oh, you can't have a gun. This is unbelievable. They go on to say this, threatening health or safety of another person or an act of terrorism. Now, look, as far as social media goes, I don't think anything should be looked at. If you want to look at social media to prevent a crime and do what they call pre-crime, I'm all for it. If you say, hey, this guy's tweeting out crazy stuff, let's go and make sure we look at him, and you want to get law enforcement involved, I'm cool with that. Because you're putting your stuff out there. If you say to me, man, tomorrow I'm going to kill this dude, and somebody from his family says, man, this guy's coming to kill you, don't be surprised if you get shot. So I understand that. But the rest of this is ridiculous. See, in Britain, you can't say anything against the prophet Muhammad, nor can you speak ill of Islam. You can say whatever you want about Christianity, Jesus, doesn't matter. But do you want that here? I think it's so stupid that they've allowed themselves to give up their first, what would be the First Amendment right, a right that you have from being born, to be able to get up, make an assessment of something. If you think Muhammad was a pedophile and he was by the time of the Quran, he was a mean spirit and practically a warlord that hated everybody in other religions, then you should be free to say that. Period. But no, 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 no. Can't say it. Go to prison over this. I've already told you guys, Canada, they want to propose laws for you to go to jail for using the wrong gender pronoun. Same thing in California. This is crazy. Keep in mind, folks, the most heinous attacks on the citizens of America were put on social media, and the government did nothing to stop those attacks. Before a person asking for a legal gun, leftists want to restrict you. A legal gun. You've gone through and said, here's all my information. I don't have a criminal record. I want to purchase a firearm. And, you know, you're open for scrutiny, and you've got all the data to back you up that you are the safest person on the planet, being that you want a legal firearm, you want to protect yourself to hunt, whatever. You have proven, your ilk has proven that you are the best to handle a gun. I put this way. I said, monitor the social media of all young Muslim men. They're more dangerous than any gun. Have any New York politicians looked at the amount of terrorism committed and planned by young Muslim men? And hey, while you're at it, monitor the social media of certain black teens. They commit almost 50% of the violent crime in America. One group was so brazen, they gang raped a young black girl on Facebook Live. Now, do you think that the Democrats are going to respond to the real world crime of, crime and terror? Of course not. Because you know, you pesky little law-abiding gun owners are laying in wait. You know, you want to hunt, you want to target shoot, and you want to protect yourself from leftists and a tyrannical government. They can't have that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.